John McDonnell, why didn't Jeremy Corbyn seek the nominations of his parliamentary colleagues in running for the leadership?
Because under our constitution, he doesn't need to. Our constitution is fairly clear that the incumbent doesn't need to seek nominations. It's the challengers who seek nominations.
But wouldn't it have been better for his credibility to have sought those nominations?
No, he has to abide by the constitution of our party. And that's what he's done.
But the constitution of your party was vague, wasn't it? There was a great deal of discussion yesterday at the NEC as to exactly what the constitution said.
It wasn't vague. The legal advice that the party received about 3 months ago and the other legal advice was straightforward, that the incumbent is automatically on the ballot paper. Challengers then have to receive the nominations. And he's abided by the constitution straightforwardly. Yes.
Isn't the reality, though, that had he sought those nominations, he wouldn't have actually been able to meet the threshold?
Don't know. We'll have to see. I think large numbers of MPs would have wanted, if there was going to be a leadership election, they would have wanted Jeremy on the ballot paper on the basis that they wouldn't want to deny their members the right to vote for him.
But the fact you don't even know whether he could command the support of 20% of his parliamentary party is a real problem for you in the leadership of the Labour Party,
isn't it? I'm
saying
we don't know because he hasn't tested it, because he hasn't needed to. He's the incumbent in our constitution.
Well, it was tested because he had a vote of no confidence in him just recently, where 80% said they didn't have confidence.
There's a difference between a vote of no confidence and actually them voting for someone to go on a ballot paper. Because most of the Labour MPs would respect the wishes of their members who would want Jeremy on the ballot paper. Either way, we've got a leadership election now. It will be an amicable exercise like it was last year. The candidates all got on pretty well last year. There'll be debate about policies in the future of the party. So we'll get on with it. And I think at the end of it, whoever comes out as the leader will unite behind.
Are you confident that Jeremy Corbyn will win this?
Well, it's an election. You can never be sure what will be the outcome. So we'll see. You know, I think it'll be a fairly open contest and we'll just see what happens.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that because previously you very much believed that Jeremy Corbyn would win the backing of the membership if he didn't have the backing of the parliamentary party.
I think they'd always have the backing of the membership to ensure that he was on the ballot paper so they'd have a choice. But you can never second guess an election. We never have done. You can't be overconfident on these things. I'm confident the support is there. And I think we can win it, but you shouldn't second-guess people's views on this.
What's at stake here? The future direction of your party?
Partly that, although it's interesting because on a lot of the policy issues that we've tried to introduce since Jeremy's been elected, anti-austerity, the issues around long-term investment in our economy, in our public services, ending privatisation of public services, a lot of those issues seem to be agreed within the party itself. And I think within the parliamentary party for the bulk of them. But we'll see what comes out in terms of different policy issues that, and also policy proposals that come from the different candidates. Then the party members can then decide.
Might it be the case, though, that if Jeremy Corbyn doesn't win this, that the agenda that you have been pursuing will come to an end?
I think we're winning the argument. We're dominating the argument in terms of the battle of ideas within the Labour Party. So we've moved on from the Blair and Brown years. And so in some ways, it's been a success over the last year since the last leadership election campaign. But we'll see what comes out of this, because I think what this will give the opportunity for us to move some of those policies on as well, set out the policies that we'd want then to eventually fight a general election on. I think, and also build our party. We know we're 500,000 members now. We're a huge social movement, which we've not been since we first founded.
So Jeremy Corbyn will be on the ballot, Angela Eagle too. We're hearing this morning that Owen Smith wants to throw his hat into the ring. Who are you backing?
I'm chairing Jeremy Corbyn's campaign, so I'll be backing Jeremy. There might be other candidates, though. I think there might be others. And I think maybe in some instances, more the merrier, because then you get a range of views, a much better debate.